This week, General Motors is expected to announce the end of one of its most legendary lines, the Pontiac. Don Keefe joins us to take a look back on the brand's mystique. He's the author of the book Grand Prix, Pontiac's Luxury Performance Car, and he's on the line from Farmington, New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the Pontiac and why some people, like yourself, feel that it's a very special car.
Pontiac, they came out with a line of vehicles that appealed to the baby boom generation. Vehicles like the Tempest, Le Mans, the GTO, the Firebird, the Grand Prix. Those vehicles were youth-oriented performance vehicles that offered a lot of performance and a lot of style for the money.
You know, I never thought of the Pontiac as a kind of youth-oriented sporty car. I always kind of thought of it as a sort of, I guess, a middle-aged, not such a sexy car that families drove. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I suppose in the 1980s, there were a lot of cars that they put out that were not performance-oriented. And in that time, General Motors and Pontiac in particular sort of lost the idea of the mission statement and started trying to be all things to all people, and it just didn't really work, at least not as far as Pontiac was concerned. I think if they had stayed with their core base and not, you know, come out with sport utility vehicles or minivans or things like that and stayed on their performance message, I think things would have worked out a whole lot better.
Well, let's talk about the Pontiac GTO, because I think that's the car you're sort of referring to as this kind of sporty muscle car. When did the GTO come out, and was it immediately sort of seen as a great car by some?
Well, yes, actually, it was introduced in the fall of 1963 as a 64 model, and that car really shouldn't have happened. What had happened is during that time, General Motors had an edict that prevented the installation of a V8 engine larger than 330 cubic inches as standard equipment. So what they did is they found a loophole and they jumped right through it. General Motors figured out what Pontiac was doing, and they said, well, look, you know, if you can get the orders, we'll let it slide. By the end of the model year, they had sold 32,000 of them.
What made it such a popular car? What was it?
It was an incredibly fast car for the money. And you could order it with 3 2-barrel carburetors, 4-speed manual transmission, heavy-duty suspension. During the 60s and even into the early 70s, they were flashy, big, good-looking, roomy cars that were luxurious, and they offered more performance than their competitors.
Don Keefe is the author of Grand Prix, Pontiac's Luxury Performance Car. He's also the editor of Smoke Signals, the official publication of Pontiac Oakland Club International. Thanks for being with us, Don.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is NPR News.